The Buddha's death robbed the Sangha of their founder and leader. With this vacuum, there was a real danger his ideas would be lost or corrupted.
The Buddha had encouraged the Sangha to reach consensus on day-to-day concerns by holding regular meetings, and now the monks did as they'd been taught.
They're said to have convened a council of 500 prominent monks here to this cave to determine the content of Buddhist doctrine.
Ananda recited the sermons and the teachings of the Buddha. Another monk, Upali, recited the monastic rules. They now had a definitive account of the Buddha's ideas.
For the next few centuries, the Buddha's message was kept alive by the Sangha. But ironically, Buddhism's expansion to the wider world would come courtesy of a despot. Years after the Buddha's death, most of what is modern India was ruled by the ruthless emperor Ashoka. This well in Ashoka's ancient capital, Patna, is believed to have been his purpose-built torture chamber.